Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The Radical Democrats' policies are crazy. Their politicians are corrupt. Their candidates are terrible. And they know they can't win on election day, so they're pursuing an illegal, invalid, and unconstitutional impeachment.
Yeah, the president has been using some colorful language lately at these rallies. And, if you're an everyday person, it's not language that you don't hear all the time. It's a little more unusual from him, but he's kind of driving home the fact that he's kind of fed up with some of this stuff that's going on. That was from the rally in Louisiana, by the way, on Friday when he said that. He's probably mad because of some of these polls that they're pushing these days in the mainstream media, particularly the one that showed that a majority of Americans, 51% with a 3% margin of error, so it could have been 48%, 47%, if you believe the polling, claim that they support an impeachment inquiry. I don't know. What's the polling all about? There's been some criticism of that particular poll that was done because of the mix of people in it. I asked Titus Bond to join us this morning. He is with Remington Research and does a great deal of polling, particularly here in Missouri. I know there's a new poll out in the Missouri Scout today. Titus, welcome into the show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Thanks for giving us a couple of minutes this morning. You heard me talk about this Fox News poll that came out last week. There was a lot of criticism of that poll because of the mix of respondents that they reached out to. It was like 48% of them were Democrats, only like 37-38% were Republicans, and then they had independents mixed in there. How do you determine that when you're doing a poll?
Yeah, so a national survey differs a lot from a statewide survey. National surveys, as pollsters, we stay away from them.
Okay.
A national survey doesn't really serve any purpose other than for a media story. So in the course of a campaign, election, or market research for a company, et cetera, you're focusing on certain markets, certain states, certain congressional districts, et cetera. Even in a presidential election, the national vote does not matter. It's all about each state, each individual state. So when you look at a national survey in a country of 300 million people, it's just almost impossible to do that scientifically. So when you talk about, like, for instance, the state of Missouri, I've done over 300 surveys in the past 5 years in the state of Missouri statewide. I know the state of Missouri. I know the demographics of the state. I know geographically how the state is represented by party affiliation, Republican, Democrat, independent, female, male, by age, by race, white versus African-American. So I'm able to take all of those demographics, look at historic elections, and then break that out. And basically, I'm able to target who I need to include in my sample.
Okay.
On a national survey, it's just a mixed bag. A pollster's left to just decide who he wants to talk to. There's no way to profile the entire country. I can tell you that the country is not, plus double-digit Democrat. That's a fact. So what the pollster in this situation did is we can have the discussion whether or not he engineered the sample towards a certain result that the client wanted, et cetera, which does happen. Clients do ask you to, give them results that they want. As a pollster, it's up to your ethics to decide whether or not you're going to do that. But the pollster opened himself up to a lot of criticism because he does have to publish what his sample included, including the cross tabs. So he opened himself up to a ton of criticism by having a sample that was as hard Democrat as the sample was.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, I noticed the poll that you guys put out through the Missouri Scout, the latest poll on a statewide public opinion. You mentioned right in there that the survey is weighted to match expected turnout demographics for the 2020 general election. Back in 2016, when Donald Trump got elected, and so many polls were wrong leading up to that, I had a conversation, I believe you and I had a conversation, where we talked about the fact that a lot of those polls were based on wrong expectations for who was going to turn out.
Right, yes. So it's easy for a pollster to do. It's kind of beyond me why every pollster doesn't do it. We have access to hard data that goes back, and we can look at, you know, 2010, 2012, 2014, 2016, and we can basically plot out on a graph of where Republicans are, Democrats are, where they rise, where they drop. And we're able to basically go in and estimate where each party turnout will be on election day. Sometimes pollsters, one of the big issues is cost. So when you're going out and you're doing a survey, you have people, especially with the introduction of cell phones, just a little background information. Cell phones are very expensive to call because someone has to actually manually type in the phone number for each person they're calling and then hang up and then dial the number again. It's a legal rule for the federal government imposed so that people couldn't basically auto-dial cell phones.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So it's very expensive to call cell phones. So when you're looking at it, so we're seeing sample sizes getting smaller. A lot of people aren't going to answer the phone in the cell phone. If they don't know the phone number, they're going to look at it and see a strange phone number. They're going to let it go to voicemail, and if they leave a voicemail, they might call them back. So it's becoming very, very hard to reach voters, to get interviews. So a lot of pollsters now are just saying, whatever we get is what we get. our own on the back end at Remington, we try to get as big of a sample size as possible. And then we basically are left with a ton of data. And then on the back end, we can go adjust Republicans, Democrats, male, female, as we see fit for the election.
I'm glad to hear you explain that. We're talking to Titus Bond with Remington Research, and you know it's fascinating to those of us who don't do it for a living, but who observe these polls. We know push polls are possible, but when you see national polls that are claiming to have the pulse of the entire nation, it's good to understand where those are coming from. I appreciate your input on that.
No problem, man. There's just a huge variance across the board between different national surveys from different groups. You don't always know basically what direction each group is trying to take the country. Polls have almost become a sort of a political weapon.
Yes.
Where historically a political poll was meant to inform a campaign for budget decisions, for what they wanted to say in their voter contact and their TV ads, et cetera. They've become a weapon for the left and for the right as far as like pushing survey out there, because, you know, like it or not, people want to fall into the majority.
Yeah.
And we saw that with the 2016 polling, and it wasn't so much that we were mad that the polls were going to be wrong, et cetera, is that a poll can go a long way in, you know, keeping somebody home if they think their candidate's going to lose, if they don't think their vote means anything. So it's polling is very important as far as how the media is covering them now, and with so many pollsters now existing, there's no credentialing process, et cetera, that, you know, basically someone in their mom's basement can do a political survey and send it out to a press list and it'll get covered.
Now, Titus, you've done some polling for the Missouri Scout that's out today. I've got a copy of it in front of me here. Overall, it basically took the pulse of the statewide elected offices in Missouri for the upcoming election. The Democrats did not fare well in this poll.
No, they didn't. Missouri has become a very, very strong Republican state. We've constantly have been updating our model election to election as Missouri has become more and more Republican. Republicans have always overperformed Remington's internal model as far as turnout goes, but we have not a single Republican running for statewide office under 50%. Every single one of them has a majority of support at this time of those surveyed. And we go from, you know, the strongest spread right now is for the Secretary of State, Jay Ashcroft, leading by 26 points at 59%. And then the closest race is a down ballot race for state treasurer, where the Republican candidate's still leading by 10 points. So it's not good news for Democrats in Missouri this year. We did a survey the week prior, specifically on impeachment. A strong majority of Missourians oppose impeachment. They think Democrats are doing it to politically help themselves. So you may see a lot of backlash, especially in stronger Republican states in regards to impeachment. You're going to see what I believe will be a huge polarization in states like Missouri, Alabama, which will have a huge effect down ballot in congressional districts. If there's any swing districts that are starting to emerge, you can pretty much wipe those districts out right now with impeachment coming up and hard Republicans having some intensity behind their vote this cycle.
That's a good point. Titus Bond, listen, I'd love to have you on again as we get into this election year, because it's certainly going to be interesting. And as new polls come out, I'd love to get you on here and talk about it.
Yep, no problem. I appreciate it.
We'll do it. Thank you very much. Titus Bond Remington Research there, and he's the one that did the latest poll in the Missouri Scout. By the way, in case you missed that, Mike Parson, 53%, Nicole Galloway, 41%, undecided 6%, if the election were held today for Missouri governor. A big 12-point margin there for Governor Parson at this point. 314-241-9797. We'll get to your phone calls after this.